Got another guest we're going to talk to, the parish president, Mike Cooper, joining us by phone. We've been talking to him pretty much every day just before 8 o'clock. Today's is actually normal day to call to come in and see us and talk about what's going on in St. Tammany, so we want to welcome him by way of phone. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Charles. Doing good. Yes, this is my my regular slot, 20-minute slot to come into the studio. But so I miss seeing you there, but I'm happy to have the opportunity to chat with you and bring our citizens up to date on what's going on. I'm here at Coop Drive in my conference room.
All right, well, let's do that. Let's start with kind of the basics, where we are right this moment, and then we'll kind of get down into the weeds a little bit. Give us, obviously, the governor is talking about the fact that we've got to stay the course. Same thing you've been saying when we talk each and every day. How do things look?
Yes, I agree. You know, it. We're seeing the numbers that they continue to go up, but our capacities at our hospitals are maintaining about 50% utilization, and you know we've got extra capacities, but we want to make sure that we don't impact our hospitals to the point where we've got to go to Plan B or Plan C with other facilities, and the only way to do that is to. Despite the beautiful weather outside and everybody itching to get back to work and such, we need to continue to stay at home and to take the precautions that we've been pushing for the last 4 weeks or more, and that's to stay at home and avoid non-essential trips and activities. And by doing so, will allow us to open up our doors sooner than later. Right now, the extended order is to April 30th, and we're not sure what our next step is going to be at this point. We're looking at the different options based on how the numbers come in the next few days.
So let me ask you this. You know, there are obviously some people who have said, you know, we've got to reopen the economy. We've got to get going again. There's the other side who are saying, let's make darn sure that we've got this completed. At the end of the day, it's not going to be my impression is it's not going to be perfect either way. It's not like we're going to flip a switch and it's going to be gone regardless of when we do it.
That's correct. It's going to be a balance. It's going to be a balance of that. And it's not flipping a switch that everything is going to be at 100% on a certain date. I know as much as I want, I feel so bad, as much as I want our small businesses, our restaurants, and such to open again, to get started, they're not all going to open on day one. Some are going to have to ramp up. You know, find their employees, you know, re-advertise to get their businesses up and running again. And that's going to take some time. And we want to make sure that everybody is, that our numbers are showing that we're flattening the curve and even on the downside of the curve before opening up the highways again and our businesses. And restaurants where people are congregating again in tight groups and large groups, so it's a balance. Yes, we want our businesses to get open again. We want our citizens to have their jobs back, and we want to start generating revenue for our coffers here at St. Tammany Parish Government and the taxes, the revenue that supports all of the other. Entities in St. Tammany, our municipalities, our fire districts, all of these are affected by the loss of revenue when sales taxes are down.
All right. Here's what we got to do. We got to play a song. We're going to come back. We're talking to the parish president. We'll continue the conversation next.
Lacombe.
All right, so I want to get back to Parish President Cooper and let him talk about what he wants to talk about, which is how we're dealing with this pandemic here, right here in St. Tammany. So cases, you know specifics when it comes to cases, in terms of cases that have been diagnosed. What we don't know, maybe, is people that did not receive a diagnosis but may, in fact, have it. Is that right or no?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, any of us can be walking around and be carrying the virus and not have the symptoms. That's asymptomatic. And so we do not know that. But those who are tested, not all who are tested are hospitalized. You know, some are tested and are allowed to go home and quarantine for 14 days. Then there's others that with severe symptoms that will have to be hospitalized, and hopefully they're receiving treatments and are able to go home. Unfortunately, those there are some in the high risk categories that we've talked about before, a higher age group and with underlying health conditions. Unfortunately, some have not survived this virus, not only in our communities, but, you know, as you know, across the state, across the country, and across the world. And our prayers go out for the families here in St. Tammany who have lost loved ones to this virus. And I actually know some people who have lost loved ones due to this.
I think one of the things that threw us, though, right at the beginning was that there was this stream of information that kind of went out that said, you know, if your immune system is compromised, then you're in danger. But if you're young and relatively healthy, then you're fine. And that, to me, was a narrative that was interesting in that, like you just said, there can be people walking around who have it, and are spreading it but don't know it, is my understanding. And then we have had instances where people are younger who have, in fact, succumbed to this virus.
Yeah, but that's the exception. I think the fact that the young and anybody can be carrying the virus and spread it to somebody else, which is why the stay-at-home declaration is so important. It's a personal responsibility where you may feel you don't have it and you may not have it, but if everybody or to most people can abide by the stay-at-home order, it will help slow down the spread, reduce the impact on our local hospitals, and in fact reduce the possibility of lost lives. And it's the majority have been, and I've seen the statistics, majority have been in the older age group. I don't know the underlying health issues, but the majority have been in the older age group.
One of the stats we don't have, correct me if I'm wrong, but even though we know age in terms of deaths by age group, that's a statewide number only, right? For St. Tammany, we don't have that data.
Well, I don't have it. Yeah. I don't have it. There are the LDH may have that information that's available, and like I said, I get information for a situational awareness purpose, which means the LDH and the hospitals want parish government, want the parish president to be aware of what's going on so decisions can be made of how to manage the crisis. And I do know that the older age group has been most affected in our communities, in our parish.
Okay. Can you hang around one more second?
Sure.
All right. We're going to come back. We're talking to Parish President Mike Cooper. We'll continue the conversation after we take care of your traffic. This is actually his monthly visit, and we've had a good conversation about kind of what's happening here in the parish and where we stand right now. I guess that what I'd like to do, if we could, Parish President Cooper, is just let you kind of wrap things up for us. Tell us what we need to know before we go.
Well, again, thank you for this opportunity. Charles, not only on a monthly basis, but for the daily updates that you allow me to share with our listeners. I just want to say that, you know, I'm here at Coop Drive along with some of my executive staff. We're making sure that government is operating on a daily basis to serve our basic needs, our basic public needs that we serve our citizens, but also as we monitor the spread and dealing with the spread of the coronavirus here in our in St. Tammany Parish. I want to urge our citizens to heed the precautions and warnings that we've been saying all along, because now is not the time to let up. We've come a long way. We're starting to see the flattening of the curve, and hopefully we can get on the backside of this curve so that we can restore services to where we once had them, where we can open businesses, allow our small businesses to open again, allow our restaurants to open again. Those are things that we're hoping to do, allow our citizens to get their jobs back. We can only do that with maintaining the avoidance of non-essential trips on the highways, avoiding large gatherings, social gatherings, and family gatherings, and staying at home if you can. This is what we need to do. We need to continue to do so, so that we can hopefully be able to restore our businesses as soon as we can after April 30th. We do not know what that date will be yet, as we're still waiting on to see how the numbers pan out in the days and weeks to come. But, you know, we're all itching to get back to work. We're working remotely here at Parish Government. I can't wait to bring our full staff back at Coop Drive and to have our maintenance and public works and Tammany Utilities all working full time out in the field. So I ask our citizens to continue to do so. I want to give a shout out to our healthcare professionals who are working tirelessly to treat our citizens as they're admitted to our great local facilities, our great local hospitals. I want to thank Superintendent Trey Foles, who continues to provide grab-and-go meals for our students who are unable to get their regular meals at schools, so that they're continuing to provide that this week. And I want our citizens to stay informed and stay informed from sources that they can rely on, such as the CDC, Louisiana Department of Health. And those websites and links to those websites are found on our website, stpgov.org. stpgov.org is St. Tammany Parish Government. And we have links and resources that are available to our citizens. And also 24/7, our citizens with Charter Spectrum cable TV can watch Channel 710. It's public access TV. And we have continual updates on what's going on with Parish Government, as well as the CDC and Louisiana Department of Health. So stay informed, stay home, which will ultimately save lives. I thank our citizens for what they're doing to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. We're going to get out of this. We're in this together. And I ask that your continued support so that we can restore normalcy back in our communities.
All right. Well said. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Parish President Cooper, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you very much, Charles.
All right. Mike Cooper, Parish President, joining us from Coop Drive. We'll come back with more guests right after this.